is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The banking crisis. What begins in California doesn't stay in California, extends to the European Union. And this announcement from the European Central Bank. ECB raises rates, reports the Financial Times, with signal that market unrest will direct next steps. Benchmark increases from 2.5% to 3% ahead of crunch UK and US central bank meetings next week. I welcome Véronique Dourigie of the Mercatus Center, who's been my guide on the exciting world of sticky inflation and what is the monetary policy at the Federal Reserve going to do about it. Now we start in the European Union because the ECB is responding to pressure, as I understand it, to do nothing or to moderate its rate increase because of the troubles in the large European bank Credit Suisse. But Christine Lagarde, as predicted, goes ahead with half a point. That looks like a good thing because inflation is a burden on everyone and will slow what recovery we have. A very good evening to you, Véronique. I'm presuming much, but I guessed when I first saw this headline that you would applaud Christine Lagarde for staying the course. Is that correct? Good evening to you.
Yes, you're correct, John. You know me so well. I understand the trepidation over further increase in interest rates, but as always, I lament the fact that people are tend to dismiss the necessity to fight inflation. I mean, if the Federal Reserve gives up, doesn't stay the course, doesn't increase interest rate, put fighting inflation on the back burner, what we risk seeing is a repeat of what happened in the '70s, where basically the Federal Reserve would increase the rates, something bad would happen in the economy, they would step back, and then inflation would go back up further than it was before the Fed would start raising the rates, and so on and so forth, to the point where we get in the situation where like a dramatic increase in rates is required. And I just worry. I worry that the Federal Reserve is put under a lot of pressure. The rhetoric on Wall Street, I mean, these guys have been entitled. They've benefited from very low rates. The rhetoric that comes from Wall Street is really about a group of people basically are confused as to the fact that maybe the last 15 years were not normal circumstances. And they just want to go back to things as they were the last decades, but it's not possible.
We go to the Federal Reserve meeting next week. Jerome Powell is indicated up to this point that the Federal Reserve will go ahead with tightening the best rate that charges its best customers, perhaps through the rest of the year because of the sticky inflation, the disappointing core inflation report, and the Federal Reserve knows that its target of 2% is way far ahead. It has to accelerate. Now, the speculation, and it's only that, Véronique, this is tough talk from Wall Street, is that the Silicon Valley Bank crisis leading to another bank in New York, Signature, being closed, leading to questions about another regional bank, First Republic Bank, being buoyed by new additional money in these last hours. All of that suggests to Wall Street that the Federal Reserve should moderate, if not stay its hand, in intention to raise rates next week. There was talk all during March that the Federal Reserve might raise rates a half a point. Now the talk is a quarter point, and there are voices saying do nothing. What is your impression? What will help and what will make the Federal Reserve successful in this quandary?
The Federal Reserve is in a really tough position. It's in a tough position because it is true that fighting inflation has a real cost. Fighting inflation with higher rates and tightening and monetary tightening has a real cost on the economy. And it has some very concrete costs for banks like the Silicon Valley Bank that have had seen that their entire business model was that the lowest interest rate we've had in history was never going to go up. That was their whole business model. And of course, when when interest rates go up because of inflation, then they're in trouble. And who knows how many other banks are in that position. So the Fed is going to is facing an enormous amount of pressure to stop raising rates. But the problem is that I think Chairman Powell understands that not fighting inflation is just not an option. The question he's going to have to answer and the decisions they're going to have to make is whether it is worth trying to fight inflation fast and try to return to 2% as quickly as possible, or whether there are trade-offs that are just simply unacceptable, like what's happening with all the banks that had bad business models. And by the way, the federal government also has a bad business model because the federal government too assumed interest rates would never go up, and hence it was totally okay to jack up the amount of money that we borrowed like crazy.
Quickly now to taxes, because you've written about it at Creators Syndicate. And the reason I care about this is the intention of the Biden administration right now. The presumption is that it will not be acted upon because Congress is divided. And the assumption also is that in the event that Mr. Biden and the Democrats are successful in 24, they will have a majority again in 25. And you write of the intention to raise taxes considerably, especially on small businesses. Will this generate the sort of money that the president needs for his programs?
No. The answer is no. It never does. It never does because a lot of the projection when it comes to raising taxes, but also raising spending, are based on assumption that, you know, there's very little. Basically, it doesn't take under consideration all the ways that people change the way they behave. Stop investing, stop saving, stop working, or at least work less. All of these things, which then have an impact not just on economic growth, but on tax revenue. It's not going to. I mean, in the history of in the last 50 years, we've had like roughly a share of revenue as a share of GDP that were above 17%, but never, ever, ever have we had for very long a revenue as a share of GDP above 19%. And that's because no matter how high rates go, no matter how people change the way they go about doing their business because they want to avoid us big taxes, big burden. They don't want to keep working more if the return is going to be negative. And so they're going to invest less, they're going to work less, they're going to save less. And this is going to have consequences. It always does.
The intention then in raising taxes will discourage investment and risk-taking, and that will lead to slower growth or no growth. What is the, I'm imagining the year 2025. We have about 30 seconds.
It's going to be lower growth. For sure. If these taxes were put in place, basically it would reduce the amount of capital, for the most part, going to new investments, going to innovations. But it would also mean lower wages, because if really we raise the corporate income tax from 21 to 28%, we know that the economic incidence of raising the income tax is mostly shouldered by workers in the form of lower wages.
Veronique Dubergy of the Mercatus Center. Taxes ahead, as far as the eye can see, presuming. I'm John Bowen.